As for the TV licensing, you're not happy with it going up. Alan's got a point. Alan, good morning.
Hi, Frank. What about you?
Alan, all is good. Do you not think you get value for money, the television license, BBC, all the services that they provide? You know, a lot of channels. Like, just pick one channel at random, BBC 4. It's a darn good TV channel. You know, like, I'm ITV to the core, but I have to accept that there are many other good channels, and a considerable number of them tend to be BBC programmes.
Here's the thing, Frank. Whether or not they're good channels or not, park that for 1 minute, right? To see the TV license thing, there's no actually law that states you have to have a TV license. Now, hear me out. Because I've proved this, I've took them to court and beat them.
Yeah, right. I'll tell you what, I'm all ears now. All right. Go ahead.
Listen, there's no law that actually states you have to require a TV license. And you're not breaking the law until you invite that TV license person into your house. Do you know to set up the redirect debit form? See when you call to your house and says, it's £1,000 fine. And she goes, look, I'm going to sort you up a direct debit here. On the bottom of that form, when you're saying that, that's you admitting that you've committed something. So do not let them into your house. But if they're up your door, just ask them one simple question and they will run them out. Am I legally obliged to have a TV license? And they will run out your gate as quick as they can. Because they know, if they say yes, that demons, they're breaking the law by saying yes, because you don't.
Alan, I never heard such bunkum in my life. So you tell me about when you got as far as the court. You tell me when you got as far as the court, did the judge say, that's okay, Alan, you don't have to have a TV license?
No. He asked the group capita to produce that form, which I was meant of saying that I didn't. And they went through them like a dose of salt for wasting court time. I represented myself. I then removed their implied right of access. So every 2 years I renew the letter, they are not even allowed on my property. During the summer months there of August, when I was at the front having a smoke, the girl walked down the street and asked her, was she from a TV license company? She said, yeah. She checked her clipboard and my door number and said, don't worry, I know. Do not pay this TV license. You do not have to pay it. And if you don't believe me, go onto YouTube and type in, how to deal with a TV license goon. They even brought the cops to one of the houses on YouTube and the cop couldn't get involved. Says, we can't get involved in this. Do not pay it.
Alan, tell me this, are you a sponger?
Nope, but I don't like it. I'm not going to pay the BBC money for fake news. I wouldn't believe a thing the BBC said.
Most reputable broadcasting organisation in the world, arguably.
Is that right? Well, how come they had never mentioned the war in Palestine? Kids and all being killed every day, but they're all about Donald Trump doing this and Donald Trump doing that. Every day there's children being slaughtered in Palestine. They're never a thing on the news about it.
You never see it on the news, never see the deaths in Gaza on the news.
Never seen it on BBC. Why do you think it was protests? Why do you think it was protests I sent the BBC for by supporters of Palestine? Because they never documented it. Your man over Channel 4, your man with the grey hair, he done an interview because the Channel 4 wasn't covered. Do you know the host, what do you call him? The Channel 4 news guy?
Jon Snow.
Yes. Go on YouTube and type in his interview. And he was disgusted that he wasn't allowed to air it.
So you don't see that? You don't see the BBC as a fair and impartial organisation. You're protesting by...
Nope.
Refusing to pay your TV license. You've been the whole way to the court.
Yes, been the whole way to the court.
And it went in favour of you.
Yes, and I removed their implied right of access on the same day. Go on to YouTube, type it in. Go on to Facebook and type in TV license resistance. The three documents are sitting there. All you have to do is print them out and send them off. They will send you a letter saying they've removed you off their database. You get no more letters from them. And every 2 years, you renew that letter.
Tell me this.
Tell
me this. Not at all. I believe you. Tell me this. Do you ever?
Oh, you do believe me. I'm not sure.
Do you ever feel? Do you ever feel under stress at all?
Not at all, Frank. Not at all.
Like when that woman goes past with her clipboard, do you go out for a smoke to settle your nerves in case she does knock your door?
No, I was just having a smoke and she walked down. And I'll tell you even better still than that. I followed her around the streets and I told everybody else whose door she's at. You don't have to talk to her. She's not even. You only have to let her into your property. And she knew it. She got into her car and she drove away. She knew it.
There is Alan, who is the pest as far as the TV licensing people are concerned. How much of that being a stand-up? I'm not sure, but he's obviously not happy with the BBC. He's not the first person to say that they feel the BBC do not cover Middle Eastern politics in a fair way. I've watched it, watched lots of it down the years on the BBC, and I think, to be honest, that it's an unfair accusation to make against the professionalism of the journalists and the editors at the BBC.